ancient proof of aliens. There are plenty of things which have been found on our planet which some people believe prove extraterrestrials exist. While the objects themselves may not be alien, they point to the existence of aliens. There are some who think aliens were here before humans and may have had a colony and even far more than one. Places of suspected alien habitation exist in different places on our planet. I know we can never be 100% sure of this, but there are quite a few indications which seem to point in that direction. Man has created a lot of carvings, pottery, statues, paintings, and even left messages which point to the fact aliens were here. We can't figure out why we would do this unless it was true. Some of the things we have created which show aliens and such must have taken a lot of hard work and time, and yet people with much shorter lifespans than we have today were willing to devote this time to tell their story. They wanted us to know what was happening, but sometimes it was done in a very subtle way, so they wouldn't get in trouble with the religious authorities of the time. If we piece together all their creations, we find a lot to consider. I believe we have a record proving aliens were on the Earth and maybe even shared their technology with us at times. I also believe we have a lot to learn about our true past. First, I would like to start off by mentioning a find which was made almost 90 years ago. It took place in the middle of a jungle in Guatemala. It was a beautifully carved face, but not resembling any group which lived in the area at any time. It didn't look like a Maya, Inca, or any of those groups, and it was huge. The face had an elongated skull, and these skulls in recent years have come to light, and they too are suspected of being alien, but not all of them. Some are human, and the theory is the humans bound the skulls of their children to make them look more like the aliens, which seems to show respect. If aliens did exist, perhaps the human skulls were bound because the people at the time thought the aliens were gods. Unfortunately, there was a war in the region and the face was used for target practice and destroyed. You have to wonder how people can be so dumb they destroy a national treasure for almost no reason. There is something very strange about the pre-Sumerian period, which has become known as the Abbad period, which existed from 5900 BC to 4000 BC. What makes this period so strange in this area is the fact many statues were found depicting lizard-like people in many different positions. In the years since World War II, there has been a lot of talk about aliens who look like lizards. This just adds more fuel to the speculation fire, which states lizards like aliens sometimes visit our planet. Could these statues be the proof? Recently, some have said these lizard like aliens were able to change the perception of how they looked to us and are among us, but we can't see their true forms. Why would medieval people waste their time creating a tapestry which is extremely complicated and put UFOs in the sky? What I find interesting is the fact the famous Summer's Triumph tapestry was created in 1538 in Belgium, and a few years later in 1561 a space battle was said to have taken place over Nuremberg, Germany, and there is a wood carving of the battle and a newspaper report of it. Could the skies over Europe at the time have contained UFOs, and if so, why was a bigger thing made about this? What is even more amazing is the fact the UFOs look just like we picture many of them today, saucer-shaped with what looks like a dome on top. The tapestry depicts a happy scene with people reveling in the street, so I have to presume the UFOs were not seen as a threat. One of the most mysterious paintings I have ever seen was created by a 16th century painter named Ventura Salimbeni. Its English title is The Glorification of the Eucharist. The upper portion of the painting shows the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, depicted by a dove. Here is where it weirds people out. Between the Father and Son is an object which is round, and there are two antennas coming out of it, and the Father is holding on to one and the Son holding the other. What is this object supposed to be? Many people think it is a satellite. It certainly looks like one, and if it isn't, it still looks like something far too advanced for its time. Some say the orb is just a sphere or mundi, which is only an ancient globe-like representation of the universe, but none seem to mention the antennas or what they represent. There are just so many ancient objects which cannot be successfully explained. If someone was to ask me what is the strangest thing I have seen, it might be hard to choose between a few, but I think I would have to say the very strangest thing is on a wall in the Temple of Abydos in Egypt. I have seen and heard people trying to explain what is the, but not one over all the years has had a satisfactory explanation for what I am about to tell you about. It probably won't surprise you since I have written about it before, but I will tell you anyway. This is a plaque which is thousands of years old, and it depicts a helicopter, what looks like a speedboat, an airplane and some other type of vehicle. How can this be? Could time travel be involved? There is just no way to know. I had a hard time choosing the most mysterious object because there is another which shows a Mayan king named Pakal sitting at the controls of what looks all the world like a spaceship console. His hands and feet are operating different controls and there is a blast coming out of the back of the ship. The carving is from approximately 695 AD. This artifact is said to be the most incredible Mayan artifact ever found, and it has to be classed right up there with the most remarkable one, not only Mayan, but from anywhere.